All right, we did a lot of great discussion. How do we put it all in the big picture? Next up will be Dr. Kamal Attani, who's a professor of surgery at the Harvard VA.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you to all the speakers for wonderful presentations and trying to make their cases in each one of those areas. My job is to try to reconcile among all the speakers and to provide you with a summary. My disclosure is that I haven't seen any of those presentations before coming to this room. So what should we do? Should we repair umbilical hernias? I would say yes, if they are symptomatic. Yes, if you can feel bowel within the hernia or you see bowel on some form of imaging. Yes, if it is requested by the patient. And yes, in cirrhotic patients, provided they are well compensated and stabilized. Otherwise, observe it. Now, should we repair with suture or with mesh? And remember, everything comes with a price. And this study was done by Dr. Liang's group, and it shows that patients who undergo mesh repair compared to suture repair have twice the incidence of surgical site infection, almost three times the incidence of seroma, but the recurrence rate is about the same in that study. Now, the risk factors for recurrence were smoking and BMI. The risk factors for surgical site infection were comorbidities and mesh. And the risk factors for seroma was mesh. Now, this is also has been shown by a study from Sweden, which showed the exact same thing. The complication was higher for mesh, almost six times more compared to suture repair. And the recurrence rate was similar between mesh and suture. Now, those are retrospective data-based studies. Now, in our study led by Dr. Sanchez, what we had shown is that ascites and obesity were risk factors for recurrence, and that mesh was protective for recurrence. This is the first prospective randomized trial that was done in Spain, published in the British Journal of Surgery in 2001. And this is the first study that looked at the size of the defect. And they stratified size between less than 3 centimeter and greater than 3 centimeter. And what the study was looking, randomizing patients between mesh and no mesh. And you can see here that the recurrence rate for suture repair was 11%, and the recurrence rate for mesh repair was 1%. And there was no difference between the larger and the smaller size. So mesh was advantageous for everybody. Now, this is the famous study that was just published earlier this year by Dr. Kaufman in Lancet. And what it is showing you here in the blue line, the suture repair, and the red line, and the mesh repair, and stratifying the patients between those that have 1 to 2 centimeter defect and those that have 3 to 4 centimeter defect in the bottom graph. So in the upper graph, 1 to 2 centimeter, there is still a difference in favor of mesh having less recurrence. In the lower graph, that difference becomes even more pronounced, with mesh being protective of having a recurrence. And there was no significant between group differences in other postoperative complications, such as seroma or hematoma, between the two group. And BMI in this study did not affect the number of recurrences. Now, this is our study that was referred to a little bit earlier. And what I would like to point to in this study is that most of the recurrences happen within the first year. Actually, 50% of the recurrences happen during the first year. But there are 25% of all recurrences that are going to still occur beyond 5 years. So it is very important that we follow those patients long term and that we don't stop at 2 years or 3 years like some of the prospective randomized trials have done. Now, this is the algorithm I would like to propose to you. If the defect is less than 1 centimeter and the patient has no risk factors such as obesity, heavy lifting, COPD with chronic cough, then don't put a mesh. If it is less than 1 centimeter with risk factors, then by all means, the patient should have a mesh. If the defect is greater than 1 centimeter with no risk factors, then you should make your decision intraoperatively based on the quality of the fascia and what you're seeing at that time. And if it is greater than 1 centimeter with risk factors, then by all means, the patient should have a mesh. Now, Dr. Liang brought up the issue of mesh placement. There is no data about type and location. I would advocate for a subfascial mesh with a 3 centimeter overlap in every direction. Put it in the preperitoneal space, that's the best location, or you can put it intraperitoneal if you have a coated mesh. In the cirrhotic patients, fix it before it becomes a problem. Optimize the patients, control the ascites, and do it electively. In the pregnant patient, there is no consensus on elective repair. We saw the debate between the two speakers. Maybe you should repair it after the last pregnancy, or maybe repair it during the second trimester when the patient is symptomatic. And you have no choice but to do surgery if the patient has an emergency hernia event. This is the pathway that was presented recently in Frontiers in Surgery 2018. And it's a nice pathway to follow for the pregnant patient. Laparoscopic repair, yes, but you're doing so many additional incisions. And we know that those patients are already predisposed to have hernias. And you're increasing the length of surgery, and you're increasing the cost. So in my opinion, no for laparoscopy. So some take-home messages. Yes, repair if the patient is symptomatic or if it is requested by the patient. For mesh, yes, most of the time, but remember, it does come at a price. And no, maybe you shouldn't consider a mesh if it is less than 1 centimeter defect with no risk factors. In cirrhotic patients, yes, repair the hernia, but only after you optimize and stabilize the patient and you get rid of the ascites. Around pregnancy, maybe it is best to wait until after the last pregnancy. And for laparoscopy, I would say, or robotic surgery, I would say, no, it is a small defect. Don't create other hernias. So thank you for coming this morning, and we appreciate all the speakers.